Setting up the blowjob. Before I teach you about different blowjob locations, I want to give you some pointers for making the blowjob with your man go smoothly. You see, it's great knowing all these blowjob techniques and positions, but if you don't actually know how to make the blowjob happen, then you're going to have a problem. If you are super confident in yourself, then just grab your man's hand and lead him to where you want to go. However, not everyone feels super confident all the time. If you are not too confident with doing this kind of thing, then follow this plan to make initiating a blowjob much, much easier. 1. First, check to make sure that giving him a blowjob in the desired location is physically possible. So check first to make sure that you both have enough room to move about and to be really comfortable with each other. 2. Next, make sure that you won't be disturbed. This means that you need to check to make sure that no one is accidentally going to burst in on you midway through your blowjob. 3. To get your man to go with you to the blowjob location, you need an excuse. I find that the easiest thing to say is, I have something to show you in the bathroom, or in the laundry room, or in the car, or wherever you want to give him a blowjob. Saying this while looking a little mischievous or even blushing will help to get your man aroused. Even if you say it like it's no big deal, and your man doesn't know what's going to happen next, that's good too. He will almost always follow you when you say or tell him that you have something to show him and have a mischievous grin on your face. If you want to be double sure that he comes with you, just grab his hand and lead him to where you want him to go. 4. You will almost always be able to do everything else without saying a single word. You just need to lead him to where the blowjob location is and then put him into the desired position, whether it's sitting, standing, or lying down. You have a choice of either physically pushing him into the desired position or telling him to sit or stand up or lie down. At this stage, he'll probably be able to guess exactly what's going on and will eagerly do what you tell him. 5. If you're already in the desired location, then you just need to physically initiate the blowjob. A great way to start is by putting your hand on his leg, then just start to stroke it before moving closer to his crotch. 6. When you're at his crotch, start to massage his testicles outside his trousers. Then after a few minutes of this, put your hands inside his trousers, or unbutton them, and start to give him a very slow and soft handjob. 7. At this stage, you will be ready to start giving him a blowjob, so it's just a matter of getting into the desired position and removing his trousers. Sometimes you may be with a guy who has a natural tendency to take control of the situation. So every time you start to try a new blowjob technique, he might try and get you to do what he wants you to do. That's perfectly fine, if you're both comfortable with it. However, if you want to try something new, then the best thing to do is just to quietly whisper in his ear, "Hey, I want to try something new. Just relax and let me take care of things." 95% of guys who hear this will immediately relax and let you get down to business. Finer details to setting up a blowjob. 1. I'm really nervous and all this sounds very difficult. Isn't there an easier way? My advice: this really is the easiest way to initiate a blowjob with your man. However, sometimes your man will initiate it or just ask you for one. You'll find that once your man realizes that you are getting sexual, you'll be very happy with what's about to happen and will go with it. I have never ever heard of a guy stopping a girl from giving him a blowjob.